Good morning, Aggieland. Welcome to Waterful Wednesday. I'm your host, Jennifer Nations. Lead in drinking water sent shockwaves through the nation with reports of pervasive lead contamination in the drinking water of Flint, Michigan. Flint is unfortunately not the only community that has had problems with lead in its drinking water. First things first, I'm happy to report that College Station is not one of those communities. With that reassurance, it's time for a refresher course on just how College Station protects its drinking water from lead and copper contamination. Lead in drinking water occurs primarily through corrosion of materials in the water distribution system, like lead distribution or service lines, and household plumbing that contains lead. So it's not something that's in the water itself. College Station's water lines don't contain lead, and our water chemistry isn't corrosive, so in College Station, the focus is on testing water from customer faucets. The lead and copper rule was established by the EPA in 1991 and sets action levels for lead and copper. If in 10% or more of the samples collected, lead concentrations exceed 0.015 milligrams per liter or copper exceeds 1.3 milligrams per liter, this means the action level was exceeded, and that triggers specific actions for the public water system to get the lead out and notify the public about steps they should take to protect their health. College Station takes its responsibility to protect customers from lead exposure very seriously. Every 3 years, samples are collected from sites believed to be most at risk of leaching lead or copper. The 3-year schedule is a reduced monitoring schedule because when monitoring for lead and copper was first conducted, College Station's water was found to be at low risk for lead and copper contamination. We'll conduct another round of lead and copper sampling later this year. If you get a letter from the utility stating your home is a sample site, first, don't be alarmed. This doesn't mean your home's water is contaminated. Second, please pay attention to the instructions for sample collection and contact us if you have questions. Tune in next week to learn more about water and ways to level up and be a water geek.